Welcome to Radio Freak America 8. This is Dual Parallel. I am joined. This is a full house tonight. In-house, I'm joined by Mary Chan. Mary Chan, say hello.
Hey, what's up?
And also Skylar again. Nice to have you back.
Hey, boys.
Oh, yeah, boys. Yeah, most of our listeners are males. And on the line, got two people, and it's not Rax and Condor. It's Rax. Say hi.
Hey there.
And our special guest, because I want to have a special segment today that talks about the importance, believe it or not, now, and I'm going to tie all this in, of art, specifically digital production, computer art. And today, I've got with me Slippin' Away. He's an artist from a major metropolitan area, and he's on the show because he's young and he's already a paid professional. He's got lead skills, and I'll tie in hacking to art right now. So what's up, Slippin' Away? How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Right on. Thanks for being on the show. We got a lot of listeners now. We got a lot, thanks to HackerMind. We got listeners across the pond.
International.
That's right. We are international, baby. We are continental.
Why don't you start out with that letter, man?
What's that?
Why don't you start out with that email?
Are you serious? Okay. This is, I'd like to read the listener email. This is from Zero Data. Hi, Dual. I just listened to the third show and heard you talking about Linux on laptops. I thought I would tell you that in my experience, Red Hat 7.2 and SUSE are the best distros for laptops. Both recognize all my laptop hardware, bar the modem, but the sound works, which is excellent. Also, for anyone who wants to get their Win modem working in Linux, www.linmodems.org is an excellent resource for Win modems under Linux. I got my Conexant Win modem on the laptop working under Red Hat 7.2 all fairly painlessly. Great show. Nice to see someone else making good shows. I have been listening to HackerMind since it first started and off the hook for about 2 years. The more people who do things like this, the better. FYI, I live in Wales in the UK, so you're getting an international audience now. Awesome. Keep up. I added awesome, by the way. Keep up the good work, Zero Data. That excited me to no end. I was very happy to hear that. HackerMind's a great show, and I thank them for the plug. And we're going to keep doing this, because, you know, here's why. Here's why it all started. I couldn't get enough of Off the Hook and HackerMind. I wanted more. And I was saying, why am I just sitting here wanting? And I said, hey, man, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the media. I'm going to make my own show because I wanted it. And so far, I think it's been pretty successful. I'm very happy. Just if all I got was this one email, I would be happy. Now, this segment. Sometimes we may get a little political. We may get on a soapbox, but I think it's important. I think hackers and freaks out there, I think they need to know about this stuff, think about this kind of stuff, and I know they do. And today I wanted to bring art. Now, what does art have to do with hacking, specifically computer art? What the hell does it have to do with this show? Well, what does hacking take? It takes skill. It takes perseverance. And to be a computer artist, to be somebody that who can create something beautiful and wonderful with the computer, with technology, takes skill and perseverance, but it also takes talent. And Slippin' Away, you definitely have it. We saw your stuff at the last meeting. You and me brought some great stuff and wowed everybody.
It's very impressive.
Very. And I had to express how I feel about art, especially computer art. You know, in the 80s, there was a comic book called Shatter. It was a cyberpunk comic, and it was all done on computer, I think like an Apple. And I just loved it. And from then on, I've always loved computer animation, art made with a computer. And everything you showed me at that meeting just made me want to talk about it even more on the show. There's another big, big issue with art and why I'm talking about it on the show is that art is part of free speech. I mean, art needs to be supported. Art needs to be experienced by everyone. And as computers push the limits of what can be done with art in all digital production, you know, questions are going to arise, issues are going to be brought up, people are going to start yelling and screaming, and I know it's bound to happen. And we as hackers need to, like I said, oh, it's like, damn, who's, we're not getting that one. We're not getting that phone call. This is the ring of a Nokia 3185i.
Mine does a happy little jingle.
What does it do?
It makes a jingle sound.
Oh, lovely. Okay. Don't you have a silent mode?
Do to the art stuff.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, dude, here's a telephone ringing. And he's,
fun fact, if it's clear, it'll stop ringing.
I know. No, what are you doing?
Oh, very,
phone. God, this is getting out of control. We got a special guest, again, slipping away.
Well, we lost you there, Slip. Go ahead.
Well, he's probably pretty distracted by those ladies.
Yeah, that too.
It's the ladies and the phone, you know, two of the things I love the most. So, first...
Let me add this before we get started, too. One of the other things I see is the similarity between the two is, you know, obviously... you know, if you're doing digital art, you need to use a computer. Kind of goes without saying.
Yes.
But one of the other things I think that's a commonality between, you know, hacking, freaking, and doing creative digital art, the regular, you know, make a logo, you know, put a print on a business card kind of thing, is it really takes thinking outside of the box.
It does. And that's, you know, that's one of the questions I'm going to ask him is what inspires him. Now slipping away, first thing, I want to know... And this may be a silly question, but it's basically semantics. What do you call what you do? I mean, I've heard so many terms, digital, and I've said a lot of them, digital production, computer art, cyber art, everything, web graphics. What exactly do you do? What do you call it?
Well, going off of what I do a lot of different things. I do special effects, music videos, logos, demos, all sorts of things. I've heard it called compositor, special effects artist. I've heard it called everything. Because I do a lot of different stuff, I just like to call myself a media specialist. But I guess if you're going to put it on a resume, it would have to be a graphic designer or video editor.
I like media specialist. I think that's a use of the word media that doesn't have a negative connotation. Now, I know you know stuff about networking. You know, I've talked to you, but how did you get specifically into the creation of digital media?
Well, it started back in like '92 to '93. I started doing just still frames, just basic pictures or collages, and I really got into it. I started out with my little Tandy 1000, and then moved up to Windows 3.1, playing with Paint. And editing pixel by pixel, but eventually I was able to get into the 20th century, and I got a newer computer where I could download software, mainly Photoshop 3.0 Home Edition from a scanner that I bought. Really brought me into it, really energized me and inspired me to go ahead and get into this field.
Now, Brax brought up an important point, and I think this is essential, because I think you have talent. And I think that something has to, you know, you have the talent, but there has to be a catalyst, a spark. And what does it for you? I mean, do you listen to music? I mean, do you just get ideas? Do you have dreams? What do you do? How do you think up all this stuff?
I get a lot of my inspiration from art books that I do buy on occasion when I'm feeling a little creative block. On the other hand, just real life can bring some inspiration to what you do.
Oh, I bet.
Looking at other people's artwork, drawing inspiration from that, but not necessarily copying it. It's really hard to do that and still do it with your own signature and style.
Right.
Sometimes music can help. It depends on what you're doing. Obviously, if you're doing a music video, you want to have something that goes to the theme. If you have some punk rock crap and you don't want to put some, like, you know, flowers and everything everywhere. It's just, well, unless you're doing that sort of thing. But,
right.
It's just, you really have to go with what the status quo, you could call it, really, really thinks is right.
How long does it take to make a music video?
Music video, just after you get the clip or the sounds, it's pretty simple from there. You can take lip syncs from people singing, tie in some special effects, and then it's really just about syncing it to the lips. It's not really too bad. It just takes a little bit of time.
Yeah, I bet. Now, what kind of tools do you use, software-wise?
Well, software-wise, I range in a lot of different ways. I'm a multi-platform user. I use Macs and PCs. I usually use Adobe After Effects, Adobe Premiere, Adobe Photoshop. I'm using VideoWave just so slightly. I don't even think it's worth mentioning. But Final Cut Pro for Macs and LMDV on occasion when I need to put lightsabers or lasers or gun flyers and everything.
Awesome. Now, I've used the GIMP. The GNU Image Manipulation Program, I think is what it stands for, on Linux. And then, I know it's not a Photoshop killer, but I'm assuming it's very similar, and I did very rudimentary things with it. And then I found out that it's available on Win32, and I've used that on the Win32 platform. Have you ever used GIMP, or would you ever consider using anything on a Linux platform?
I have used GIMP. I found it to be a lot like PaintShop Pro.
Mm-hmm.
It's very useful, but in the end, you're not really going to get the kind of quality and, I guess you could say, efficiency. You can do a lot more things with Photoshop on a Mac than you can do with any other thing.
Now, have you been formally trained? I mean, did you go to school? Have you had schooling? Have you had any mentors?
Well, I haven't formally been trained, except I'm in a media technology class at my current place of education. But other than that, I pretty much can teach the teacher a few things.
I think, you know what, that's probably the case for most of our listeners. I can almost guarantee it.
Absolutely.
Now, we talked about software. What about hardware? Now, you know, I am like elite in the hardware business, you know. No ghetto boxes in my house.
No, he takes old school, you know, to everything.
Oh, dude.
Look at this thing I bought for like $70. Isn't it cool?
$70? I wouldn't pay that much.
But, you know, he drives. He even has an old school car. He has a 74 Pinto.
Oh, please. No, I drive a fresh lowrider, by the way.
Volvo,
I wish.
He has an El Camino. He's just growing up a little.
El Camino, by truck, by car. No, I'm using old hardware. I don't do anything high-end like that. I don't play any high-end games. I don't play Counter-Strike. And I definitely don't edit video. What kind of hardware do you have, or do you use, I should say?
Well, the hardware that I have right now is not necessarily what I should be using. Unfortunately, not to be unfortunate about it, but I do have a PC. I'm running Windows XP on it. I recently just got a new video camera, and I'm installing FireWire and a DV bridge so that I can put analog to DV. The best thing to use, in my experience, has always been a Mac. They're just more stable. They're like Linux with their stability, but at the same time, you can allocate different amounts of virtual memory to certain applications. You can totally eliminate virtual memory. It's a big time saver, and your computer will hardly ever crash unless you're doing major special effects like fire that has to do fractals. PCs can't handle it. They're great for games, but Macs are just number one in graphics.
So I've heard. Now, I just read an article, a short one, and I think in a UK magazine, I forgot the name of the magazine, but they were pimping the new dual 1 gigahertz PowerPC G4, and it had a GeForce 4 card in it. Is that like your ultimate machine? Would that be like, just the stuff for you?
I would probably blow my load if I touched it.
I think that says it all, listeners. Now, let's see. We talked about software. We talked about hardware. Now I can ask you. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and ask you these canned questions first. If anybody's interested in this, what kind of tips can you give them? Because, like I said earlier, you're young. You're already a paid professional. What kind of guidance can you give newcomers who want to get into art, you know, especially hackers who have computer experience, or, you know, definitely computer literate, and know a lot more, like you said, than probably their teachers.
Right. Those who are interested at all, if they're young, say 13, 14, get into it now. You need to be in it as fast as you can, because it's ever changing. There's already Photoshop 7, Premiere 7 probably coming out in the next couple of months. Those who have hacking skills with or just technical knowledge, you are the best ones to learn this. If you just have hackers, you're going to get websites that are, you know, they're just text-based and there's no graphics or anything. It's not going to be...
like mine.
But you need to get in there. You need to take classes. But the most important thing is to learn it on your own. Use tutorials. Just think of projects, ask your friends, say, can I do something for you, you know, can I make you a logo, blah, blah, blah. Get anything that you can and do it. If they tell you what they want, you figure out how to do it. It's the best way to learn.
That sounds a lot like hacking, by the way, a lot. Now, this final question, now we talked about, you know what, I'm going to get out of the box here. I'm not going to ask you these canned interviewer questions. You heard what I said about freedom of speech and how art is important. How do you feel about art? I mean, literally, just how do you feel about it? Do you think it's... I believe it's an imperative, important part of life. How do you feel?
I believe that also. You cannot condemn or censor art because of certain things that, as I said before, aren't kosher to the status quo. If you want to put somebody that's naked in your picture because it represents something to you, then I think that you should totally do that. If you want to put in a picture of President Bush kissing Osama bin Laden, you know, it's what you want to do. It's your conceptual art is a big thing for me. That's what I started out with, and that's probably what I'm going to have to get into if I can't make it as a director.
Well, here, here.
Well, so you have done a picture of Bush kissing Osama bin Laden? Because I'd like to see that, actually.
Not me personally, but in my class, we are allowed to do some stuff that, well, as long as there's no nudity, I guess you could say we could do it.
You know, and it's interesting, too. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, it's First Amendment rights, and there was even something on Slashdot today talking about that. That even the Supreme Court struck down something that Congress was going to make that was too broad ranging of interpretations of things, and that related back to freedom of speech. And you can read it online if you're interested in that. But the whole things. I mean, like the slip. Maybe you remember this. You know, the Robert Mapplethorpe, who has a lot of nudity, men in nude positions and that type of thing. And there was a big uproar because Mapplethorpe was receiving federal grants and everything for doing this, and people were really upset. And it's, again, gets back to, as Flip was saying, you know, you've got to express what you need to express.
Right.
And you've got to kind of keep pushing the envelope to keep, if you don't use it, you lose it, right? So if you don't use your First Amendment rights, you're going to lose them.
Absolutely, and you know what? Those people that support that type of artwork, you need to express your support by writing letters and things like that. Otherwise, this kind of show or demonstration is going to be condemned or passed rights on to.
Exactly. Like I said, you must experience it. You must support it. Go to art shows. Go to museums. You have to definitely at least support your local artists. That's what you definitely have to do. I've got actually, Mary Chan has a great story about the art and the freedom of speech. Mary Chan?
All right. About, I think it must have been about a year ago, I guess somewhere up in Santa Fe, New Mexico or somewhere, there was some lady, and she did some Photoshop design where she basically took the Virgin Mary and did a picture of her. Only thing was, she portrayed the Virgin Mary in, I guess it was sort of a bikini-esque thing, because she's wearing these little, little board shorts and had, like, this little flower wreath, you know, covering her bosom. I saw it, actually, on the web and whatnot.
It was beautiful.
I thought it looked really good. The Catholics were in an uproar, and it was just, they made this huge uproar out of it, and it was, like, it was a beautiful piece of artwork. It wasn't, in my opinion, I'm not Catholic, but I don't think it was, blasphemous to a replica of the Virgin Mary at all, and I personally think that if I got drawn like that all the time for years and years and years, I'd like to get drawn something other than, my robes holding the baby Jesus or whatever, So.
Yeah, I did see that story. I saw that piece. It was a beautiful piece of art. We're not condemning any religion or any.
That's what you get with religion, but that's enough.
Well, I'm not going to argue that point, but we definitely don't.
Tension is inevitable.
That's right. That's right. And especially when it comes to art. Now, actually, while we've been talking about art, I think somebody over here has been drawing art. Skylar, have you been drawing this whole time? She's actually an artist. Actually, both of them are artists, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. And what have you been drawing? Let me look. Let me see. Oh, that's beautiful. She drew a beautiful... It looks like a tribal tattoo, personally. Is it specifically anything?
I think it's a dragon of some sort. My friend wants me to do a tattoo for him. I design tattoos for people sometimes, and that's the start out of one.
How perfect is that? We have two artists right here.
I'm not asking about the other picture she drew.
No, we're not going to talk about her other pictures. Now, last question. That other one that I just asked you was pretty deep, and you answered it very well. The last, I want you to expand everything you think, that every way, every possible avenue that you think digital art might go. What do you think the future of art using computers will go, Slip?
Well, in my experience so far, every person that has tried to get field, they use a certain way of gathering ideas and inspiration. It's a brainstorming technique where you write down every idea that comes into your head. And some of those ideas can be very far out. And they can be pretty creepy, too. But the way that technology is growing, we design programs and we design engineering products to suit those ideas. So basically, the sky is the limit when it comes down to it. It's all in the mind's eye, and technology is taking us there very quickly.
Now, I got to ask a question for the hackers. What do you think about code? Do you think code can be art?
Code?
Code, yeah, like C, like any kind of code.
Absolutely. I love using code. Like, I love using binary in my pieces as jokes to people who understand binary, you know, putting little scripts in there. Using it, personally, when I started to learn scripting code, I used to think in it. I was like, okay, this equals that, and blah, blah, blah. So I would start to incorporate it in some of my writing, and then you can incorporate that in slogans. It's just, there's any way and anyhow of getting all of that kind of stuff in there.
Now that's amazing. And I know, like I said earlier, I know you know your stuff about computers. I mean, how did, being, you know, as logical as you are, I mean, I don't know, how did you make that transition, or was it just natural? Can you think really logically and still be a great artist? Apparently so.
Can you be left-brained and right-brained at the same time?
Thank you, Rax.
That's a very good question. But now, when I was younger, I wanted to become a lawyer or a psychologist, go to Harvard and all that kind of stuff. Being an actor, a director, a graphic designer, all that kind of stuff was all on the back burner. I never even thought about it until I hit, like, about 15 or 16. Not even until I was 17 did I decide that, you know, they may not be realistic, but that's the kind of job that I would love to have and would be proud to have. And being logical is you have to be logical to be in this field. Otherwise, you're never going to know, you know, when to stop, you know, when to keep going. It's you have to know it.
I tell you what, I can't thank you enough for joining us tonight. I hope to see more of your work. Like I said...
Let me interrupt you for a second, Dooley.
Please.
Maybe we can get you know, a couple of your pieces up on the website to let other folks see what you're doing.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely, anything you want up there, I will definitely put it on the site, because your artwork is amazing. Actually, Skylar's got a question for you.
Hi. Just a real quick question. We were talking about it in my class earlier, and I'm just curious. What does art mean to you? What does it represent to you? A lot of people says it's supposed to mirror real life. A lot of people like more abstract things, and I'm just really curious what you think.
So you want to know what art means to you. I mean, does it represent, when you're creating something, does it represent your life? Is it your, you know, your happiness, your struggles? What does it mean to you?
Well, I could be really cliche and say it's my expressions, but I'm going to go with it's not just expression, but it's the telling of history, it's the telling of our present. It's really, if you go back and look at the art pieces from a long time ago, they can tell you things about that time, you know, what people felt about then. You know, it's really just, right now, most of the art pieces that are out there are very abstract and futuristic, and it's a very type of lost theme. Depending on what kind of an artist you are, like myself, mine is more of just a compositing collage. It's there. It's here, it will be here, and that's just kind of style that I use. Just art to me is really not freedom, but gosh, I can't think of the word. It's just beautiful.
Do you ever get in, like, I've heard of runner's high. Do you ever get in front of the computer and you're creating something? Do you just ever lose yourself in it?
Absolutely. There are times that I haven't slept for 3 days working on a piece. The first name of my company was going to be Insomnia Incorporated, but that just didn't seem right to me. So I landed on Express This, and I truly think that, you know, art, Express This, you know, it's just expression.
Nice plug, nice getting the plug in there too in the biz.
Anytime. Hey, I will pimp your stuff anytime, Slip. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I think, especially that part about staying up for 3 days, that is definitely hacker-like. I think it's essential.
Hey, just because I'm an artist doesn't mean I'm not a hacker.
Undoubtedly. And I think I joined that together at the beginning. I mean, hacking takes skill and perseverance, and what you do, the art you produce, takes skill, perseverance, and talent. Not that hacking doesn't take talent, but I think it's a prerequisite for art. And like I said, you want to put anything on the site, any contact information, let me know. It's going up. I would be honored.
Hey, why don't you put my email address up there? And
you got it.
Anybody's interested in you know, ideas or anything like that, just email me.
Yes, you will become an agent of freedom at oldschoolfreak.com.
Okay.
Thank you again, Slip. I can't thank you enough. This was an excellent interview, and I'm hoping to see you at the next meeting.
Absolutely.
All right, man. F-E-6,